This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our First Responder Friday, we take time to honor our first responders throughout the triad. And you can nominate yours at 931wolfcountry.com. And we're so honored to speak to Emily Mann. Now, your husband, Corey, he's been with Davidson County Sheriff's Office for 18 years. He's the captain over the entire investigations division. He also helps lead SWAT and honor guard. Above Corey's title and his dedication to the sheriff's office, what made you feel that Corey deserved an extra honor, an extra salute?
Yes. And before I give him the shout out, I wanted to say 93.1 The Wolf, you know, our family loves you. So Amy, Chase, and Dell are special to our hearts. Thank you all. But you're so right, Amy. I feel like Corey deserves it just based on all the hard work he does alone. But my favorite part is being the behind-the-scenes law enforcement wife and seeing just his true heart of servant leadership. And so a couple quick examples. Corey, if fellow officers have developed cancers and sad, mm-hmm. he's the first one to coordinate these huge fundraisers. He's helped raise $10,000 for one family, I think $8,000 for another family.
Wow.
And it's just beautiful seeing how hard he works to take care of the people that work with him and for him. Another example recently, that two custodians both unfortunately were out of the office at the same time. And you know, you cannot have a dirty building. That is just gross.
Yeah.
And so Corey actually had the SWAT guys, you know, make sure they cleaned up the building. But more than that, he would go back almost every evening just to make sure that, you know, he scrubbed the toilets if they had been missed, or he emptied all the trash just to keep the building looking presentable for all those that may need it and, you know, that come to the sheriff's office. And I just love seeing that servant leadership and the heart that he has for the men and women that work with him and for our community.
Over the course of 18 years, we can only imagine that Corey has probably seen a lot. How do you think he keeps from getting burned out or from being able to do, I mean, such a positive attitude for not just himself, but for others around him? How does he manage to keep that outlook on life?
Yeah, I think there's, if I had to say, probably four things. So number one, his biceps. I think all those that work with Corey will get a good laugh. But he's the one that helped design the gym at the sheriff's office. And, you know, health and fitness are very important and a great stress relief. I think number two is his family. He's just the greatest dad and husband and son and son-in-law and loves all of us passionately. And he's probably the most loved man. We just adore him. And I think that support. I think number three, his blue family. He truly loves the men and women that he works with, and just the law enforcement family. It's such a prideful and powerful thing to be a part of. And I think number four is humor. If you know Corey, you know he's one of the funniest, most sarcastic people, and we have a lot of great laughs together.
If people know you, they know that you guys have the two cutest little boys, and you brought them in there. They're big Luke Combs fans. We were so excited to get to meet them. I don't know that people realize how often people in law enforcement or first responders are in a position where they need to leave their family, whether it's, you know, they miss a game or on a holiday because they're scheduled to work, or because something, you know, an emergency happens and they're called to the scene. How do you guys kind of handle that as a family?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think when it was just Corey and I together, you know, you spend a lot of nights just worried sick. And when we had the boys, I realized, you know, I've got to be the strong face for them and, you know, just let them know that our, you know, daddy is such a hero and he's out doing good for the world and protecting us so we can sleep safely and, you know, we're going to be okay. And I think with that mentality and then the fact that Corey comes back home and tries to put a positive spin, you know, on things that have happened, or he tells them positive stories from his day because they are little. And so at this point, you know, they're just so proud and want to be police officers just like daddy, because of course he's their hero.
Okay. Now my question to you is, since you said he kind of deals, with SWAT and all that, when he comes home at night, does he take a battering ram to the door and say, honey, I'm home?
Yes. He brings the ram and just boom right through the door. Hello.
That's right. Every evening I have to get a whole new door.
We're so honored to hear Corey's story, but not only is it a big week for him because he is our first responder of the week, but also turned 40 this week. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
This is so exciting, and we thank you so much for sharing Corey's story. You know, and Emily, you guys are, you when you say you love the Wolf, you guys always reach out and we see you at concerts and we just love your family, the sweetest family ever. So we're happy to hear a little bit more about you as we go through this.
I just can't thank you all enough for honoring law enforcement and all first responders. It's a thankless job at times, and it just makes my heart so happy. And also just a huge shout out to my precious husband. I love you, Corey Mann, with all of me and always will. And thank you for your service. Thank you, 93.1 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.